Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is November 5th, 2016, and my name is Soror Gina Mercer. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, here in Kansas City, Missouri. I am here today with Soror Wilma
Joyce
Barbie
Taylor,
a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated with Beta Omega Chapter here in Kansas City, Missouri. The golden means Soror Wilma has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Soror Wilma Joyce Barbie Taylor is here to share with us today. So let's begin. Soror Wilma, will you share with us when and where you were born?
I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, at home on October the 14th, 1941, at 2208 Prospect in Kansas City, Missouri. My father was Hobart Barbie from Hartville, Missouri, and my mother was named Dover Caleb. She came from Dallas, Texas. I have a brother named Hobart Caleb Barbie. I was born in the 1950s, and when we lived in a house, there were very little places for African Americans or blacks to stay. We had a large house with four upstairs bedrooms, and it was a boarding house atmosphere. Some of the rooms were for musicians, porters, and itinerant workers. And we had one permanent boarder. We lived in the house by the side of the road to be a friend to man, my mother would always say. We also had a restaurant called Dover's Cafe, and we would feed people for 25 cents for a bowl of navy beans. I worked in a laundry for $1 a day on Saturdays. I took piano lessons. I attended Booker T. Washington Elementary School, R.T. Coles in the 8th grade, and Lincoln High School, where I was active as a cheerleader. I even was part of a TV show in the 50s, What's in the Bag. I went to Missouri Girls State, I went to Y-Teen Conventions, and I received a lot of awards at graduation. However, my best award was I had 4 years of perfect attendance in high school. I was married to Earl Arthur Taylor of Webster Grove, Missouri, and we had two children, Earl Jeffrey Taylor and Marguerite Elizabeth Taylor, who just retired as a colonel in the United States Army Reserves after 30 years of service. I have 5 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. I became an educator, and I was one of the first Head Start teachers in Kansas City, Missouri, before I taught at Southeast Junior Middle School. I was among the first Project Start teachers with the Ewing Foundation. I became a student center adjustment teacher at Ashland School, and I was a career education specialist for the Southeast attendance area. I became head of the Department of Health and Physical Education for the Kansas City, Missouri School District, K through 12, and I retired as a psychological examiner for Fairview Alternative School with 30 years of service in the district. I always say I started at the bottom, I went to the top, and I retired in the middle. I hold a BS degree in health and physical education and recreation with a major and a minor in speech and drama. I graduated in 1963, and I also earned a master's degree in education with emphasis on guidance and counseling in 1971 from Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. I also have approximately 15 hours above in administration from the University of Kansas City. I became an AKA in the fall of 1960 with 11 others, Sara Dolores Gines being one of them, our 19th regional director. I saw an opportunity as an AKA to network with others after graduation and be about serving others, which I had already done most of my life. I served on the nursing home committee back in the 80s. A lot of the committee names have changed since then, but I also was the service chairperson for debutantes. I established back in the day our 5K walk for sickle cell anemia. I held the position of Tamiokas, and I am currently the chaplain of Beta Omega chapter. The impact that it had on me was to treat others the way I wanted to be treated. I was raised to serve others, which caused me to become involved in those efforts of helping children, the elderly. And I sponsored three graduate members, Freda Crompton, Wanda Jenkins, and Susan Smith. And I also sponsored three debutantes who are now AKAs. As far as our community service activities that I was involved in, I volunteered with the CAL program for the Junior League of Kansas City, Missouri, which was an adolescent program at Children's Mercy Hospital. We volunteered for the homework hotline for the NAACP and Beta Omega's One Moment in Time radio show. Also, the 5K sickle cell run and walk, the AIDS walk, and Swope Ridge Nursing Home. I've been an AKA for 56 years, and some of these programs no longer exist, but it is part of my history. The most memorable time of AKA, I have so many. My daughter becoming a legacy AKA in 84. My first boule, which was the 49th in Atlanta, where I met Union Bond, Peebo Bryson, Maynard Jackson in Atlanta's Underground. The boule in Washington, D.C. in 1984, when we marched with Jesse Jackson all over Washington. I still have those shoes. And in New Orleans in 1992, with Sarah Lorraine Green, the second Supreme Basilisk, signed my copy of the first Ivy League book, which I still have today. I also hosted her for Beta Omega's Founders Day. The Detroit Boule, when they had no rooms and they sent Sarah's to Canada. The International Women's Conference in Montego Bay. There are so many memories and memorabilia that I have. My first Ivy Leaf that I received in college at Anthony Hall, the 1941 Tri-Conference Jewelry Box in 1941, and believe it or not, when my mother-in-law was pregnant, they thought my husband was going to be a girl. So I have a AKA silver rattle that my husband played with when he arrived in 1934. The story I'd like to share is Alpha Iota chapter was the first undergrad chapter founded in Missouri in 1930 and the first Greek letter organization on the campus of Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. It was chartered in our family home at 805 East Dunklin in Jefferson City. It is not only my undergrad chapter, but that of my daughter, who was Basilisk of Alpha Iota in college and currently serves as Basilisk of Omicron Chi Omega in the Mid-Atlantic region. She is also logistic chairman for the Mid-Atlantic region. What I like most about being an AKA is the response and the respect of others given our sisterhood. When they know you're an AKA, they always say, "Oh, you're an AKA." To me, that means we're recognized, respected, and women of valor. The advice I would give to anyone who wanted to become an AKA is that the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority membership is not about you. It is about your willingness to serve and support others in the community, in the sisterhood, and in the world. I most would like to be remembered as kind, thoughtful, inquisitive, with a spiritual demeanor to serve God by ministering to others through caregiving and spiritual guidance and prayer. There is another story I'd like to tell. When I was a little girl, I always wanted to dance. My mother was quite against it. She said I'd get to hell quicker than dancing. But my aunt paid for my dance lessons. I wanted to be like Edith Head of the Sid Caesar show. Well, when I was head of health and physical education for the Kansas City, Missouri School District, the Friends of Alvin Ailey had proposed the Gannett Grant for an Alvin Ailey camp that needed an educational component for recruiting students. Since I was a middle school physical education teacher, I taught rhythm and dance. I wrote the educational component for the Alvin Ailey camp, which began in the Kansas City, Missouri School District in middle schools, and is now currently all over this country. It made me feel good to offer this opportunity to some little girl or boy who just wanted to dance.
Sir Wilma, I have one additional question. Because of the great influence Alpha Kappa Alpha has had on your life and your successes, how do you envision and would like to see the sorority 50 years from now?
I would like our sorority to have made milestones in helping those who are somewhat oppressed, those who have no vision or hope, that we could institute in communities opportunities to allow our people and all people to become more supportive of one another so that we can achieve those goals that are necessary for the survival of mankind. The most important thing that I think is that we need to be able to communicate more with others, accept their differences, and come together to improve our society so that all of us have access to those things that are necessary for the growth of our communities.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Sir Wilma, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Sora Wilma Joyce Barbie Taylor, dated November 5th, 2016, at Midwest Genealogy Center, located in Independence, Missouri.